Hey, what up, y'all? It's your girl, Tay, and thank you for tuning in on another episode of Sip and Tay. Okay, first and foremost, I want to give a shout-out to all my friends, family, loved ones, all my boyfriends. No, I'm just playing. But everybody who has helped supported me during this journey of me really just formulating my podcast and helping to support me and giving me words of encouragement. It means so much to me because I literally did this out on a whim because I just, you know, just wanted to try something new. Just wanted to get out of my, you know, my comfort shell and just see what all I could talk about and how I could relate with other people and specifically women. I'm just so happy that I'm getting all the love and the outpour of support. I'm really appreciative of that. And also shout out to my girl, Crystal. Thank you so much for helping to pub me on social media. Giving me a shout out, like she did the dang thing. Like, thank you, Crystal. I really appreciate you. Been friends for forever, and I'm so appreciative of the fact that you have been supporting me throughout this. Thanks, girl. Okay, so let's get to it. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about being patient. I know. Yeah, that's just not me. Like, it's so hard. It's so hard for me to just be patient and to understand that things are going to happen on its own time. And when God says it's so, it's so hard for me because I'm a fast paced person and I just want stuff to happen in a quick snap and hurry. But I've definitely learned while moving here. I've been here like almost 10 months from literally moving from Michigan to Arizona on my own. I've learned so much about myself. And one thing that I have learned is that I need to be patient with myself and I need to be patient with others because God was patient with me. Okay. And I need to understand the fact that I need to go through things and grow through things in order to get the things that God wants to be placed in my life. It's so hard being a person who feels like they're being, you know, like they're being stagnant in life. And I feel like I've been that way for a while, especially with being here. I don't know. It just feels weird. Like, it's hard to really... I know we all go through it, but it's hard to honestly, like, you know, compare yourself to others because I sometimes get into that slump where I'm just like, don't have no motivation to do nothing. I just don't feel right within, you know, and then get to seeing and looking at other people's progress like, dang, they doing this, dang, they doing that. But I also had to learn that I needed to stop comparing myself to others and that I needed to wait until it was my season to do so. And I have come into realization that even within this past, I don't know, couple weeks, that I am okay with being not okay. Like, I am understanding that I'm not going to have the best of things and things aren't always going to be the way that I want them to pan out, but they're going to be the way that God has ordained them in my life to be that way. I'm okay with, and I was just thinking about it in general, like, I'm doing damn good to be, you know, 24 with no kids. Okay, I mean, no shade to nobody with kids, you know what I'm saying? I love the kids. Tay love the kids. But like I said, 24 with no kids, no extra baggage, like a great career. I literally live in a state that is sunny 364 days of the year. Okay? Like, I can't complain, and I just really like to, sometimes I have to step out of the box to really look into the box to see, you know, to reevaluate my life and to just really get a different grip on things. And I think that within these past couple months, I've had the chance to do so. You know, when they say, like, that first job out of college, which is, like, your real first job, and that job really be kicking your ass. That's how that was for me. I'm even gonna hold you up. And I really appreciated the fact that I had that job, or I still have that job. because it has helped me to grow in so many ways. And it essentially has helped me to become patient and to know that there is going to be light at the end of the tunnel, even though, dang, it didn't seem like it. But Lord, I'm just so appreciative of the fact that I can really just sit back and be okay with being in the moment and living in the moment and just cherishing things for the way that they are. Because I'm not gonna get this time back, you know, like looking back 5 years from now. I mean, shit, I already do that now. Like looking back, I'm like, wow, I remember when I was 18. Like, and I sound like I'm still young now, but it just sounds so weird saying like, I wish I could have did this, I wish I could have that, wish I could have did that. But at the time I was just so, you know, wrapped up in being, you know, in the future and doing things in the later in the years, and just so consumed by not being content or living in the moment. And I'm so glad. I feel like not really like a midlife crisis, because this ain't no crisis for me, but I'm just really realizing a lot. Is this like a midlife realization? Is this midlife? I'm 20, so no, it's not. Okay. But yeah, like I'm really just learning so much about myself, and I would not be this way like a year ago. Not even that, like 9 months ago. Like, I just feel like I don't tolerate certain stuff because I know I'm worth so much more. Whether it's, you know, friendships, relationships, whatever it is, you know. And I feel like I've really had the chance to pinpoint on that, just because majority of my friends, I mean, hell, all of my friends basically live in Michigan. And I'm realizing a lot of things. I ain't gonna go, that's another podcast, but I'm really just realizing a lot of things overall as a person. And I'm just like, yo, why would I even think about stuff? I mean, it's good to think about the future, you know, and plan ahead and to, you know, just be prepared for the things that are, of course, going to come as you grow older. But like, what better time than now? So this is definitely where the podcast stemmed from also. It's because I was just like, you know what? I want to dig into something, you know, different, something that I've never done before, something that was, you know, kind of unexpected. But it's like I had all this love and the support and, you know, people, you know, backing me up, that I felt like it was only right. And I'm just so glad, like I said earlier, that I can relate and that I can help other people. This definitely took a lot of patience and praying and understanding and meditating on what God wanted me to do with my life. So it's okay to, like I said earlier, it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to live in the moment. We have to really realize that these times that we're living in right now, or, you know, this day, this whatever, we're not going to get this back. So understand that God has a plan for each and all of us, and that his will be done by us. And he definitely wants us to understand to live in the moment and to just be as one, and just to appreciate every little thing, whether it's, like I said, whether it's something positive, whether it's something negative, whether it's like a promotion, whether it's demotion, I don't know, but you get what I'm saying. Basically, just live in the moment. Like, life is too short, and it's okay to feel like you're not okay, but you have to understand that these things are happening for a reason, and you may not see it right now, but you will in the future. And if you feel like you still, you know, can't see yourself doing this, or, you know, you're always putting yourself down, maybe you need to change your mindset. Maybe you need to change the way that you're thinking about things, the way that you go about things, the way you're problem solving, the way you tackle things. It all starts with your mindset. So like I said earlier, it's mind over matter. So once you get that mind, and you literally just put it in motion. You just pray and you reflect on it. And if God wants that to happen for you, then it will. Just remember to be patient and to just trust the process. And don't look at everything as a whole, but just take things as a learning step to make you a better person. So that's all I have for this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening and giving me all the support, like I said earlier. And I will tune in on next week's episode of Soup and Tay. I'm out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.